13 Houston, we'd like you to check some circuit breakers on panel 226. Cryo O2 heater number 1, main A. And check the 3 cryo fan motors, tank 1, 3 phases.
Okay, Jack, 226 is configured just like it should be. I got 3 react breakers and 3 rad breakers open. All the rest are closed.
Okay, Fred, thank you.
Jack, looking outside, the number of particles has diminished greatly, almost ceased now, which indicates maybe what was venting has almost stopped.
Roger, Jack. Thank you. We copy.
I'm still getting some rates and negative pitch, though.
Roger. And 13, we'd like to verify that both B-mags are off, please.
Negative, we just have 1 B-mag. B-mag number 1 is still on.
Okay, Jack, let's take B-mag 1 off.
Okay, B-mag number 1 off now.
This is Houston. We'd like you to give us a survey of your displays on MDCs 1 and 2. Give us gauge readings and talkbacks. Over.
Okay, we'll start with display number 1.
Okay, Jack, on MDC 1, there is nothing abnormal. All the rate indicators are 0. Ball number 2 is frozen or partially lost main B. I've got ball number 1 appears to be working normally. Right now I'm sitting at roll 0, pitch 180, and yaw about 13 degrees. I'm going to try and hold 0, 180, and 0.
Okay, Houston, the center panel, I'm looking at the RCS indicator A. We have a package temperature of about 180. Our helium pressure is 3,900. I'm looking at fuel pressure of about 180 and percentage of about, I'd say, 85%. about the same, except the temp package pressure is 190. On Quad C, we're looking about the same, except that the package temperature is 100. On Quad D, we're looking at package temperature of 160, all the other indications about the same. CM pressure, RCS pressure is looking nominal, unit pressure is up around 4,000, and package temperature is about a little less than 80 on ring 1, and about the same on ring 2.
Apollo control, Houston.
Facts on the SMRCS, I've got helium 1 now are all gray, helium 2 are all gray, primary propellant all gray, secondary propellant I've got 2 barber pole, and A is barber pole, B gray, C barber pole, and D gray. Okay, on the ECS radiators, barber pole is gray. On the ECS primary indicator,
okay, Jack, starting at the top, okay, the cryo tanks H2-1 is reading 230, and the same for 2. Our O2 cryo tank 1 is looks like it's barely holding its own at 300, and cryo tank 2 is reading zip. Our quantities, H2-1 is reading 73, 2, 74. On the O2 side, we're reading O2-1 quantity 76, O2-2 peg full scale high. Rad temps, primary inlet, we're reading about 55. Rad out is reading about 30. And secondary outlet is reading...
Apollo control.
52 degrees. The evap out temp 45, steam pressure 0.17, glycol discharge 4.8. Two compressors reading zip. The vacuum is reading 30. H2O waste is reading about 34. Portable reading about 98. Secondary rad inlet is reading about 71, and the rad out is about 30. Glycol evap temp is reading 65, steam pressure peg full scale high, discharge pressure 9 psi.
Excuse me, Fred, I'd like to butt in here a minute. We'd like to have thruster C1 off.
C1 is off.
And proceed.
Okay.
My last copy is secondary rad in.
Okay. Your secondary rad in gave the 72 degrees. The rad out's about 30. The glycol evap temp is reading about 65. Steam pressure full. Scale high, glycol discharge pressure about 9 psi. The secondary accumulator is about 34%. Our temperatures suits showing about 52 degrees, cabin about 58 degrees. Pressures, suit reading 4.1, cabin at 5. Partial pressure CO2 is up to a little over 1, about 1.1. On the SPS side of the house, the temperature is 72 degrees. Helium's reading 3,500.
N2A is reading 2300, N2B about 2450. And our ullage pressures, fuel is reading about 165, oxidizer 170. Fuel cells, fuel cell one, both flows are zip, skin temp 405 degrees, condenser exhaust is floor scale. Fuel cell two, right now we got an O2, or an H2 flow reading of 0.13 to 0.14, and the O2 flow is right now pegged full scale high, although it's been varying depending on thruster activity, which has also given us mean bus A undervolts from a steady reading of about 1.1 up to full scale high. The T-scan is about 445, and the condenser exhaust 180. Let's see, if you want it on the DC indicator, fuel cell 1 is 0 amps, 2 is reading somewhere between 44 and about oscillating 44 to 48, again depending on thruster activity.
Standby.
3 is 0 amps. Say again, Jack.
Apollo Control, Houston. Continuing to troubleshoot with the Apollo 13 crew, closely watching oxygen quantities and pressures in the command module. Isolating the surge tank leaves oxygen for entry if this should become necessary. Also, if necessary, the 13 crew could open the tunnel and use oxygen from the lunar module. We now...
Apollo 13, how do you read?
Okay, 13, this is Houston. It appears to us that we're losing O2 flow through fuel cell 3. So we want you to close the react valve on fuel cell 3. It looks like fuel cell 1 and 2 are trying to hold up okay. You copy?
You're saying fuel cell 1 and 2 are trying to hold up, but we're leaking O2 out of fuel cell 3, and you want me to shut the react valve on fuel cell 3. Did I hear you right?
That's affirmative. Close the react valve on fuel cell 3.
Okay. I'll go to the SSR page. You want me to go through that whole smash for fuel cell shutdown, is that correct?
Stand by.
Apollo 13 now 180,098 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity now reading 3,219 feet per second. We're at 56 hours, 58 minutes now into the flight.
Okay, 13, we want you to turn the inline heaters off on fuel cell 1. Then we want you to go through the fuel cell shutdown procedure on fuel cell 3. Read back.
Okay, shut down the inline heaters on fuel cell 1. We're proceeding with the shutdown special subroutine for fuel cell 3.
That's affirmative. Omni Bravo, please. 13 Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, you got Omni Bravo, and we'd like to have you verify that the tape recorder is off, please.
That's verified. Okay, Jack, I'm sitting here with an 0618 showing, and I can't get rid of it. Stand by, just a...
Okay, fuel cell 3 reactor off, Houston.
Roger, Jim, thank you.
Apollo Control Houston, speaking from the spacecraft, for most of that conversation has been Lunar Module Pilot Fred Hayes. We're at 57 hours, 1 minute, now to the flight.
Roger,
thank you.